From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump went to Capitol Hill today to urge Republicans in the House of Representatives to back a key vote Thursday to repeal the national health care law championed by President Barack Obama. House Speaker Paul Ryan echoed the importance of the vote following the meeting with Trump.
The President of the United States came to us and said, we all made a promise to the American people, and we need to keep our promises. Everybody running for Congress and the House, everybody running for Senate, the President himself said to the American people, you give us this chance, this responsibility, this opportunity with a Republican president, with a Republican Senate, and a Republican House, and we will repeal and replace Obamacare. We made a promise. Now is our time to keep that promise. And we keep our promise, and the people will reward us. If we don't keep our promise, it will be very hard to manage this.
Trump wooed lawmakers who have been reluctant to support his plan. Some lawmakers not committed to the bill so far expressed concern that replacing Obamacare would leave too many poor people without health insurance. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The militant group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held in the country. And President Trump's older daughter, Ivanka, now has an office in the West Wing of the White House and will have access to classified information, even though she is not a government employee. The White House did not respond to requests for comment about the younger Trump's role as an unpaid advisor. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.